A new mask ordinance took effect today in Green Bay. Basically, if you're older than 5, you have to wear a face mask in indoor public spaces. Mask orders also started up today in Racine and Superior. The Green Bay City Council passed the measure last Tuesday by a vote of 7-5. And then one member said all 12 of them started getting death threats. According to the Green Bay Press Gazette, Police Chief Andrew Smith said he'd received one, as well as did Mayor Eric Genrich and the city attorney. Smith says the department is investigating and will contact the FBI if necessary. Megan Hart is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Green Bay with us to talk about this now. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
What do we know about these threats? How many were there? How specific were they? Tell us about it.
So they voted last Tuesday to create this mask ordinance. Since then, apparently all 12 members of the city council did receive threats. I spoke to city councilwoman Barbara Dorff last week, who said that while every council member had received threats, she and another council member received more specific or graphic threats. She did say that one of the threats was against her family members, which was really, you know, hard for her and very hurtful. I know Randy Scannell, who's the council member who first proposed the ordinance, he said he received a threat of hanging. I think he was called a traitor and a tyrant. So it seems like there were several different threats with different degrees of severity.
Do we know how people received these threats?
As far as I know, they were mostly via email. And when I spoke to Barbara Dorff, she did say that she also got a lot of emails in advance of the meeting where they approved the ordinance on both sides, more than she'd ever received probably on any topic since she joined city council 5 years ago. And since she received the threats and it became public, she's gotten a lot of support on both sides, both people who supported the mask ordinance and those who didn't, kind of coming out to show her some support with all that's been going on. So, it's been a lot of communication with the city councilors here in Green Bay over the last week or so.
Yeah, the city council passed the ordinance. So why the police chief, the mayor, the city attorney? Were they outspoken in one way or the other about wearing masks?
The mayor was outspoken about wearing masks. He is the one who asked the city council to move on it. But it sounds like the threats went to everyone, including the 5 city council members who voted against the ordinance. So I'm not sure if they all received exactly the same threat, but they weren't discriminating.
And at least a couple of the city council members have been talking about why people are making these really extreme threats. What are they saying?
Yeah, when I spoke to Barbara Dorff last week, she said that she understood that this is a really difficult time for a lot of people who, feel like they don't have control. They maybe are worried about their job or have lost their job. Of course, they're worried about their health and their family's health. And so maybe an issue like this mask ordinance was something that they thought they could control in their life. And so she understood that people are under a lot of stress right now, and that might have contributed to the extreme response. I know, Councilman Randy Scannell, he told he told the local news here that he felt like it may have one of the threats might have come from someone who was unwell. So, there's some speculation, but police are working on them and taking them all seriously, regardless of where they might have come from or why they were sent.
Yeah. Where are we with the investigation?
The police chief, Andrew Smith, said that detectives are investigating. When I spoke to Barbara Dorff last week, she said that she understood that the detectives were going to be visiting some people that might have been involved in some way. And the chief also said that he was willing to involve the FBI if need be, because they do take threats like this against elected officials very seriously.
So remind us now again, the mask mandate went into effect today. What does it look like?
Yeah, anyone over the age of 5 is required to wear a mask in public places. if they are indoors, unless they have some type of health condition that prevents them from doing so. So it started this morning. I know it seemed like a lot of businesses here, like they have all over the country, had created their own mask ordinances in advance of the city ordinance. So when I went grocery shopping over the weekend, for example, a lot of people were already wearing their masks. But it did go into effect today. Chief Smith said last week, if stores notice that, you know, there's somebody that is violating the ordinance, they can call the police. It would be considered a low priority call, but the police, you know, if they're able to, would show up there and initially ask the person to wear a mask, try to educate them on why they should wear a mask. They have the ability to issue a fine that turns out to be just over $70 by the time you include court costs. Or if somebody is really belligerent, they actually have the ability to arrest them for trespassing.
And we know Brown County, which includes Green Bay, is working on its own mask mandate. So we'll make sure to pay attention for follow-up details. Megan, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Megan Hart is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Green Bay. We're talking with her about the threats to Green Bay officials over the city's new mask ordinance that took effect today.